This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Saturday, what should be a beautiful Mother's Day weekend, and we salute all the mothers out there who are the unsung heroes in many ways in our families. We appreciate you. We love you. We want you to have a great weekend, and this is a great start. 412-928-9370. That's how we start the conversations here. Bob Pompeiani in the studio, along with Matty Harkins. Matty Ice, we call him. He's behind the glass. He could take your phone calls at 412-928-9370. Also want to remind you the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. It has been an impactful week, even though we don't have playoff games to talk about. And boy, do I wish we had some of those. It's been 3 years without hockey. This is a good time if you're interested in hockey. I'm interested in all sports. I like to watch a lot. This is the time where you see night after night different kind of matchups, and they never take a day off, whether it's the NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs. There's always something, and it's always intriguing when the Penguins are involved in these things, these best of seven series and the ebbs and flows, and we've seen them in different series so far this season as well. Like, for example, the Washington Capitals, after losing game one to Carolina, came back tied 1-1, so that one heads now to Carolina. Vegas and Edmonton, they will now take place in Edmonton after the Oilers go on the road and beat Vegas 2-0 in that one, the last one an overtime game. And Vegas really needed it, and they didn't get it, as Aiden Hill was beat by Leon Draisaitl on a 2-on-1 with Connor McDavid, who set him up. And, you know, last night we saw Dallas lose to Winnipeg 4-0, and Connor Hellebuck seems to have gotten his game back after it looked like he was falling apart in the first series. But that could be bad news for the rest of the NHL. So that's a good series to watch as well. And Florida, they needed badly a win at home against Toronto, which led the series 2-0, and they got it in overtime. Brad Marchand got the game-winning goal there. We'll get into all that stuff and more, but of course the big topics around here this week. Number one, the Pirates. Fire Derek Shelton. And the question always is, did they do enough? This is probably in the, you know, list of things I can come up for you that are the most blame aspects. I would say it always is the owner first. It's Bob Nutting. Second would be the GM. Third would be the manager. But the easiest move to make is the manager. And so that's what they did after a 12-26 start. And Donnie Kelly from Mount Lebanon, who's been a long time, one of those guys that I think really, you know, ends up being a manager because you see what he's done. He was never one of these guys who was going to lead the league in anything. He was a guy who scrapped his way into a 9-year career, worked hard to do it. He became one of Jim Leland's favorites, and that says a lot because Jim Leland can judge people very well, I think, in baseball. And so he's had a job with the Pirates as the bench coach, and you can argue, well, what's going to change? Because he was part and parcel to some of the decisions Derek Shelton has made, and I get that. But it's a new beginning for them and him, and we'll see what happens. And the question I will throw at you today is if Donnie Kelly has an impact on this team. And let's say they go 500 or above 500 the rest of the way. How much of a chance does he have getting the interim label removed and become the permanent manager at 412-928-9370? Jason Mackey had a chance to speak with Bob Nutting. He had some interesting things to say, I thought. One of them, I wish, would have been, are you planning to sell the team? I know the answer. I'd like to hear the and what his answer would be. But they're not going to sell the team. He's making too much money to do that. But he was asked about whether or not it went far enough, that Ben Cherington should have been included here. And his quote was something like, blowing things up after 38 games is not going to help us. Well, it's not this 38 games. It's 5 years and 38 games. And I think more than the manager, the general manager is responsible for this roster. And it's gotten, if not the same, worse over time. And this is year six. So maybe a full-fledged cleaning should have been the way they got about it. Bob Nutting seems to be late in making decisions. And sometimes it seems like it takes a whole bunch of fan disenchantment before he makes them. But this was something that had to happen. I thought it was going to be two for one there, but it wasn't. They did fire some people under Ben Cherington. So clearly they're not happy with how things are going. And even in a limited market where you don't have all the resources, you still can make things happen if you make the right moves. And I think over time, they've not made the right moves, whether it's in free agency or drafting and developing. And especially offensively, they don't have many bats. So, you know, that's on Ben Cherington, not so much Derek Shelton. And I know he's a hitting coach, but still, the bottom line is it's roster composition. There's only so much I think you can do as a manager with roster composition. Derek Shelton could have done more, sure. I wish him well. Really top-notch guy, and I hope he'll get another job in baseball somewhere. I don't know about managing, but he'll get another job. Want to hear your thought on the Pirates, and you know they got a win last night over a rejuvenated Atlanta Braves team, one that started 0-7. They're now 18-20, and they have too good of a team to be buried like that. They're going to come back. This will be a tough two games over the weekend. It's a 4-0-5 start today. Love to hear your take on that. Also, George Pickens was traded, and I really thought that was a little bit of a surprise for me. Not because he was traded. I thought he would be at some point. But once the draft came and went, he wasn't traded. So I thought, okay, now they're going to try to see what you got with Metcalf and Pickens together. And I was kind of interested to see this. Knowing that it's Pickens last year, knowing that he has every reason to try to put up big numbers, knowing that there's 100 million reasons why he should play and be motivated and take advantage of DK Metcalf on the other side. But he was traded to Dallas, and we'll see what happens. This is one of those things you evaluate now. You may say it's addition by subtraction, but if he has a good year down there, you may have a different take on this. 412-928-9370. Then there's the case of being back to where they were, which is one big-time receiver and a lot of guys in that wide receiver room who are not necessarily number twos, and they need to find a number two. Alan Lazard's name's come up. There are free agents out there. There are guys, and I'm sure they'll bring somebody else in along the way. It's still very early in the process. The other thing that happened this week was Mike Sullivan. We knew that the firing happened. What we didn't know is where he was going to go. We had a pretty good idea that it was going to be the Rangers because of his relationship with Chris Drury. And so he signs the biggest contract in NHL coaching history. Those two have a relationship that goes back to when Drury played under Sullivan, who was an assistant coach at the time with the Rangers. So that's where it started. It's gone into international competition. Now the Drury is the GM of not only the Rangers, but he was involved in, of course, the Four Nations for Team USA. And that's where Mike Sullivan was the head coach. So they go back a long way, and that seemed to be the way to go here. But there's a lot of pressure when you have to coach in New York. No question about that. They got a pretty good roster, and for the difference, biggest difference for Mike Sullivan, he's going to have Igor Shesterkin in goal. There's no questions about who's the goalie and how long do you have to wait for the next one to come, and will Tristan Jarry be better? Will they keep him? What do they do? There's no uncertainty there. You have Shesterkin. You have a veteran team now. They're not as young as you would like to see, and I'm not sure what they have in their system. But Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Adam Fox on the blue line is very good. You have veterans like Vincent Trocheck, Chris Kreider, and JT Miller, who, by the way, this Tuesday will be playing at Quicksilver in a U.S. Open qualifying opportunity. He's that good of a golfer. Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, by the way, did not make it in the U.S. Open qualifier. He fell short once again. Tough thing to do. You got to grind your way through that. It's a lot of tough golf in a limited time frame. You got to play a lot of holes, and you're up against some of the best in the country. There were 10,280 people who signed up legitimately to try out for the U.S. Open to get a spot in the field. Not easy to do, but JT Miller will give it a shot here coming up. We'll see how that goes. 412-928-9370 is the number. Want to hear from you. I keep it at open lines all the time. Love to mix it up. And let's start with my old stomping grounds in Hopewell Township. We have Don on the line. What's up, Don? How are you?
Good, Bob. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question, and it's kind of an unusual one. Currently on the Pirates 26-man roster, is O'Neill Cruz the only player who's not fluent in English?
I'm sure there are others on there. I'm not sure how many. There are a lot of guys. I mean, I think O'Neill Cruz can communicate, Don. He defers to have someone with him just in case it gets a little too complicated. But I'm sure there are others on there. I haven't really analyzed how many speak English or not, but it's more than him.
Is it your impression that when the first and third base coaches are talking to him, that he understands what they're saying?
Yeah, I think it's a universal language in baseball. You know, you could figure that out without having to speak the language. You know how things work.
Okay.
Someone asked me about Cruz earlier today, and I just want to, you know, it's interesting. He's only making $745,000 this year. You have two guys, he and Skeens, both making under $1 million. That was the reason why I think the Pirates made their biggest mistake in not going out heavily in the free agent market and come up with some bats to help this group. O'Neill Cruz has a couple of more years. He'll get an arbitration, free agent in 2029. So the numbers will keep going higher, and they should be. He's off to a pretty good start.
Abilities. He's unbelievable, and I wish we would lock him up now.
Well, they could if they wanted to do that, but he may be resistant to it. It depends on the money. But thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. You can say that about Skeens, too, but that'll be a fruitless effort, I think. He knows that his best bet is getting through the time here and then going to free agency and see what that offers. The Pirates might likely trade him before then and get some draft equity or players who can certainly come up here and help now, although it's going to be too late to match him up with Paul Skeens. And again, that's what I thought once they had him up here last year, that this offseason was going to be filled with big-time offensive names coming to Pittsburgh. And when I say big-time, I'm not talking about $300 million players. I'm talking about $15 to $25 million a year players. There are a lot of them out there you can get. Matt in Greensburg joins us right now here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Good, thanks. Everything's beautiful today.
Yeah, right. Hey, the Ben Cherington interview, the press conference, whatever, was terrible. You know, saying it's just as much on him. Everyone knows this. You know, everyone knows this.
He said it starts with me. Well, then why is he still there?
I have a feeling it's because we're entering his season, which is draft trade deadline. But
and that's a question, Matt. I mean, he has not done a very good job at that so far. And do you trust him to do it again?
I will say this. He has done a pretty decent job at drafting. I know he missed on Davis, but
I'm not going to rule that out totally, but you're right. So far, he has.
With Jones and Bubba and Skeens, you know, Skeens was can't miss. But this is what I want to ask you. Is this the guy? I mean, the Shelton firing was his last chess move. Okay, now he's going to get Horwitz back, Gonzalez back, Bubba will be up, so the team could look better. Okay, but is this the guy that has to know that he's in his last year if he fails, making a panic trade in July? Because I don't know. I mean, it's either he has a job or he doesn't, and I don't want a guy that is on the hot seat starting to make panic trades that are trying to win right now immediately, short term. And I think he's in like a no-win situation. He's either going to get fired or he's either going to make a trade that maybe looks good right now, maybe next year, and then just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In order to salvage his own job. But I wonder where they're going to be at a trade deadline. If they're so far out of it, they're not going to make, and I'm sure Bob Nutting won't allow that to. At least he shouldn't
No, but a guy like Mitch Keller, I guarantee half dozen to a dozen teams are calling. It's a very good contract, and he's a very good number three starter that a lot of teams would want. I just don't know, like, what is he going to do, you know what I mean, aside from the draft. Like, I think he's a good guy to make draft picks. Developing, no. I mean, he absolutely botched the Davis situation. So I don't know. He should be gone. I understand why he's kept around, because like this is his time right now. I mean, he's going to make a top 10 pick here in another month. So,
yeah, I think it's a difficult situation to be in, Matt, because if you allow him to go through with this draft, now some of the people under him have already been dismissed. So I wonder about what's going on over there. And if he's allowed to do that with this draft, it's more difficult even the other way. If you say, all right, we're going to get rid of him, and now you're entrusting someone with, you know, who and you may not get the right guy there either because you're rushed to get somebody. I'm not sure who would run that draft if he's not here either.
And you asked the question, if he's allowed to do that. Well, if we're even asking that question, then he should not be here, right?
it makes sense to ask the question. You know, I mean,
yeah, and now we're in this situation where it's like we have a lame duck manager. Maybe they bring him back next year, Kelly. But like, what, like, where are we right now with Ben Cherington? It's like, does he make the draft picks? Does he not? Like, if you fire him, then it's like, now who do we have to rush?
Right. And then you rush into a bad choice also. So most likely he'll be here throughout the rest of the season, and they'll see what happens after that and move on. I think there can't possibly go for year 7. Out of what was supposed to be a 5-year plan, which is going backwards.
You would be surprised.
That would surprise me. At some point, that has to change. And, you know, with regard to Henry Davis, by the way, I think they should give him a bigger runway the rest of the season. There's no reason at this point not to.
He needs to play 3 or 4 days. He's getting matinee starts, okay? You know, you're down 2 first basemen now. Can Joey Bart pick up a first base glove and maybe get Davis 3 to 4 starts behind the plate? Maybe a start in DH, like... He's getting 4 at-bats a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He needs to have more than that if they're going to have some sort of determination. You have an entire rest of the season to figure out guys who would possibly be your core next year. If they don't play them on a regular basis, I'd be disappointed. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. We have open lines until 1 o'clock, so call. Air your opinions. You can also hit me up on Twitter. It's at KDPomp. As the Pirates get ready for game 2 of their series against the Braves, we also have some very interesting NBA and NHL series I want to get into. But what about George Pickens? What did you think of the trade? Do you like the move? Do you not like the move? What do you think happens next with the Steelers? Who do they bring in? And do you think Aaron Rodgers from afar has some input about what's going on, even though he hasn't officially signed anything? Love to hear from you on that as well. 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to remind you, the Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for the Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase, which is presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, listen up. Send an email to the station here at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. You can get all the details you need at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day, as well as number one Cochrane, ride in style and go one better with number one Cochrane. And tune in to the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown every Sunday night, KDKA-TV. We talk about all the hot topics in Pittsburgh. Also want to thank Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet, as you know. 412-928-9370. We've talked about Pirates. I want to get your take also about George Pickens and the trade that the Steelers made to Dallas. He goes to a similar position in Dallas where he has C.D. Lamb as the number one, much like the Steelers would have Metcalf here as their number one. He'll be a number two, but how effective can he be and what will be a contract season for him? One of the reasons why I was kind of thinking after they went through the draft and didn't make a trade of George Pickens, they would keep him, was that they could maybe buck what the trends that they saw with George Pickens being immature, and he would understand for one final year, man, this is your chance. This is your chance to make the numbers you need to get the contract you want. But they apparently thought that wasn't the way to go. Now, they've been talking about potentially trading him with other teams well before the draft. It never happened. They didn't draft a wide receiver, which to me was another clue why they were going to keep him. And then all of a sudden, they trade him. Now, they have options here. There are a lot of veteran guys you see out there who are available, like Keenan Allen. You know, I don't know. You know, he had a better year than George Pickens last year, though, but he's up there in age. You can make a trade. Alan Lazard seems to be out of New York, even though you have to make a trade to get him. But the other question I wonder is, how much input do you think Aaron Rodgers has, even though he's not here? You know, he obviously talks to the Steelers, and maybe he has some thoughts about who he'd like to play with. I don't know. That's just one of those things that you have to consider, given the fact that they traded him after the draft, which was a little bit surprising to me. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Eli in Uniontown. Hello, Eli. Welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show on this beautiful Saturday. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good,
thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was just listening a little bit earlier, and they were talking about, obviously, there's not too much of a big change, you know, with firing Sheldon as far as players go. But a big shift that I want to see and that we apparently saw last night was with the fans, because obviously nobody wants to go to a ball game and boo their home team the whole time they're there, and that seems to be what we're doing. So if all the firing does is change the momentum and the emotions in the dugout, I think it, you know, that's worth a couple, you know, maybe even 5 to 10 games increasing throughout the rest of the season.
Well, sure, you don't want to see that. You didn't hear any sell the team chance last night, but it is one game and one game only.
I
think Donnie Kelly has a different personality. I think it's one that could help this team. We're going to see how they react to him. We get into this debate all the time. How much is a manager worth to a team in terms of wins per year? Everyone you talk to has different feelings, but most of people will agree that it's 3 to 5 wins, maybe a little bit more than that, but you got to have the roster to back that up. The roster hasn't changed. The manager has, although Don Kelly was his right-hand man in the bench. You know, he was the bench coach, which meant that he knew of these decisions. He was part of the decision-making for them. So I to answer the question how much really changes, I don't know if it's going to be all that much, other than people understand this is a new start for him. They want to play for him. We'll see what that means.
Totally agree.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it, Eli. I hope the fans, it's a nice day. Baseball's still a fun thing. I love to get to the games as best I can. I still enjoy baseball, and I like watching other teams as well. You know, I want to see the Pirates do better like all of you do. But at the same time, I'm not going to totally not show up because of whatever you may feel about it. It's a good afternoon out if you're looking to entertain the family. Nothing wrong with that in my view. Let's go to Troy in Mount Washington. Troy joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Troy.
Bob, what's up, brother? How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I got a quick comment on George Pickens and then a question for you if you could rank these things for me. But George Pickens, I love that the trade was made now. I hear a little bit on the fan here and there about, you know, maybe we should have waited until the deadline and kept him around, and maybe, you know, someone would have got injured and we maybe could have got more for him. I just think that if you go into a season with that guy in your locker room, and maybe you start off bad or he starts off with a bad attitude, not only could that affect your locker room for the rest of the season, but he could actually hurt his trade value to where maybe he showed his face a little bit more and somebody doesn't even want to give up a third round pick for him. So I really like the timing of the trade. I don't think they got what they wanted on draft day. They waited it out and got a third rounder, and I'm completely fine with that. Now, a quick ranking for me. At the time of when they got fired, can you rank for me who deserved it most at that time? Matt Canada, Sullivan, and Shelton, 1 to 3.
Canada 1, Shelton 2, Sullivan 3.
Okay, now, based off of the people that they had above them that were kind of, you know, controlling you, a lot of people would say that Shelton was kind of hampered by Sherrington, that Canada was kind of hampered by Tomlin and what he wanted to do with his offense, and then Sullivan was kind of hampered by the trades and the acquisitions that the Uppers made. Out of the three guys that were above them, who do you think hampered each of those guys the most?
Well, I don't think there's any question that it's Shelton and the people above him. You know, first of all, Canada had more talent to work with. I think Sullivan has more talent to work with. Shelton didn't. And he was the guy in charge of trying to make something out of it when you didn't have the right ingredients to make the proper meal. So I'm going to go.
Do you think that Sullivan, I agree with Sullivan's talent, but in retrospect, looking at it, do you think that the talent that he had fit the game plan of how Sullivan wanted to play hockey?
No, but I also think that some of those guys, he kept stressing defense, and that's one thing, regardless of how good or bad you are offensively, if you bring defense to the table, you could be effective. A lot of the guys, that message wasn't getting through. So, yes, at times he didn't adjust to what he had on his roster. I think that, you know, and the game itself. Back in 16 and 17, Mike Sullivan was the guy who was faster. His team was faster. They constructed that team to be faster. They had third line and fourth line contributions. That was deeper team. They could beat you in a lot of ways. That's not what they had right now, so you had to adjust to it. So that matchup, you know, just, you know, kind of dissipated as the years went on. I think Matt Canada just, you know, he didn't have – that was a bad hire to begin with. And that's Tomlin's hire. I thought he was a guy who was really not ready to handle the NFL at that offensive coordinator position. Had 1 year here in Pitt, and that was pretty much it. Got fired after that at LSU. And, you know, bottom line is he just wasn't ready for it, so that was a bad hiring. So thanks for the question. I think it was interesting.
Real quick, if I could, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about basketball while I have you on here, because you're the only guy that talks it. Right now, with what we got left, could anybody that's, you know, just a fan of basketball itself not be rooting for the Pacers versus the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals? I mean, what else do you want to see out of the rest of the season in basketball?
All right, Troy, thank you for the call. First of all, I think the Pacers play pretty good two games in Cleveland. I think Cleveland's still going to win. They're getting healthy now. They won last night, so that's a 2-1 series. I want to see Cleveland. My prediction was Cleveland OKC, and that may not be what the NBA wants either. If you want big markets, okay, but sometimes you can't control that. The two best teams this year in this sport were Oklahoma City and Cleveland. Now, you'd like to see Golden State get back there a little bit because of Steph Curry, but he has a left hamstring issue. He may not play for a week. Minnesota should win that series because of it. Boston, man, what a mistake it was to shoot so many threes in the first two games. The Knicks won the two games in Boston. Now they go to New York and MSG, where some of the seats are going for $50,000. Matt Harkins, I understand there are people who can pay that, but what sort of craziness when you see a seat for $50,000? Like, people are losing their minds to go to these games. If you could afford it, good for you, and I guess there's a market for that kind of stuff, but it's ridiculous how much tickets will go up.
Yeah, I'll just watch it at home in my basement.
Yeah, I mean, you got a better seat right then and there. If you want to be part of that, go right ahead. But and the rest of them, you know, I think Denver won last night in overtime against OKC, but that was a tough game. I think OKC will win the next one. Not by 43 like they did in game two, but they'll win the next one in Denver. Let's go back to the lines. We have Sean and Imperial. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, I appreciate you taking my call. Just wanted to bring up the topic of George Pickens. If you remember, I called in and talked with you maybe 2 weeks leading up to the draft, and we both agreed and kind of predicted that Pickens would be dealt. Just kind of reading the tea leaves and paying attention, we thought that was a real possibility. Now, I think we all might have thought it was more likely he would be dealt, you know, either right, you know, on draft night or around the draft to then replace him, which obviously didn't happen. Because we were mentioning guys like Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, Savion Williams from TCU, and obviously, you know, they didn't draft any receivers. So now that Pickens is dealt and Omar has already left the light on to make more moves, if you heard his press conference, he said it's a long way from now to training camp. I wanted to see who you thought was a likely addition, either via trade or free agency, to give real production. Not Robert Woods or Van Jefferson depth, someone that's a real playmaker.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Sean. I think that's a good question. That's what we're going to be looking at. I think Alan Lazard makes sense just because he's kind of fallen out of favor in New York. He has a history with Aaron Rodgers if this thing finally gets done. And that's an interesting question all by itself. When does the Rodgers contract get done? When does he agree to this? I don't understand what the holdup is. He can do his private life stuff even after he signs and says, I'm going to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers for 1 year. But he hasn't even done that yet, and that makes me wonder. But as far as who would come in, Lazard's definitely somebody who you'd have to watch. I think Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, all those kind of guys. There, Gabe Davis was released by Jacksonville, and he had that 1-4 touchdown game in Kansas City in the playoffs. That was a breakout year. But, I mean, he's fallen off. I'm not sure what to make of him. All of those guys are in contention. I think they will bring somebody in. I do really think that Austin's going to be a really good slot guy. He took major strides for me last year. I think Roman Wilson is another guy. They may not have drafted anyone this year, which I thought they would do because they were going to trade Pickens. When they didn't make a pick, I thought they were going to keep Pickens. But Roman Wilson is somebody we don't know enough about. He missed the entire season last year. So that's something to watch for sure. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Carl in New Kensington before we take a break here. Carl, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
I think about Don Kelly, I mean, the only thing that matters, I guess, is basically how does Paul Skeens, Brian Reynolds, and Neil Cruz like playing for him? Because I don't know if you can really judge it by record until like he gets players. And when it comes to the owner of like Bob Nutting, I think the only thing that's ever going to change would be if baseball had like a strong commissioner like Adam Silver. And there's like four or five owners in baseball that should sell their team because they're hurting the product of the league. I mean, they're hurting the image.
Yeah, but the league doesn't look at it that way, Carl. The league looks at it like it's a financial bonanza. They're making more money for a lot of reasons. Most of it is television and streaming-related issues, not to mention some of their other outside sponsorships they have. So they're all making money, and I think they kind of turn a blind eye to the teams that aren't. And listen, the easiest solution to change that, if you were Commissioner Strong, you'd push for a salary cap, a floor, and a ceiling. And they're not going to do that. So the players' union would make it difficult to do unless they're willing to, have a work stoppage. So it's going to be what it is.
I mean, one last thing I wanted to say is, I mean, they're making money, but right now, I don't know if you've seen these articles, but all these teams are losing their local TV contracts.
Correct.
So at some point, there's going to be a bubble that bursts, and they're going to start losing money over time. Because
regional sport networks are suffering. You're right about that. And so that's happening. But they're going to count on digital. They're going to count on streams. They're going to count on a lot of different things. I don't know how that all works out. I don't. It is something to watch, certainly. But to me, the best thing to do, like these other sports have, when you have a cap and a floor and a ceiling, you can make things, at least on the surface, equal. So that you put an emphasis on how much you spend, how wisely you spend, or how stupidly you spend, and it costs you. So, until that changes. And again, if they were so displeased with Bob Nutting and owners like him, then they would do something about it, and they're not.
Well, I'm just saying, like, another thing you can look at is, like, if you look at the franchise values, like, the baseball teams are, like, the slowest teams right now to grow in value over all the other sports are basically, like, growing each year by, like, 5 or 10% in value. And if you look at the Pirates' value, it's stagnated for, like, a decade. So another thing
that, it's a lot more than what he purchased, I can tell you that. So
I know, but I peaked a couple years ago, but it hasn't really changed very much. But if you look at the NBA, those teams are, like, every single year, like, Golden State now is worth $5 billion when, like 10 years ago, they're only worth like $500 million.
Right. No, I get you. But I think that's also part of what you're describing here. But, they're still making money. It'll go up gradually. It won't be as big of a leap as you see in the NFL, for example, or the NBA. But, listen, Bob Nutting, he knows how to make money. I'm not going to dispute him on that. He's made a lot of it. So The question is, you have to be more responsible as an owner in a team like baseball. This is not running a Rite Aid. This is not running a CVS. It's not running just normal business. This is something beyond that, and there's an obligation that comes with it when you get taxpayer-funded stadiums and other things. You have to have an obligation. That's part of the deal. 412-928-9370. We have James. We have Bear. We have other lines. Call. We'll try to get you all in here before 1 o'clock. You still have over an hour to go right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Seven the Fan. Rolling along here on a Saturday, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Bob Pompeiani, Matt Harkins with you behind the glass at 412-928-9370. News out of the NFL, Derek Carr has decided to retire after 11 seasons. He's with the Saints, had some injury issues, so when you look at his career, pretty good stuff there. 455 win percentage, and that's not great, but the money is. If you calculate what he's made over his career, $205 million. In 11 years. Not a bad way to live in the NFL. You can be a backup for a long time and make a lot of money. I always look at Chase Daniels, one of those guys who made a ton of money, just and he never really played. So that's how that is. At 412-928-9370. Back to the lines we go. It's James in North Carolina. Hello, James. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Real quick on George, Bud Pickens, he's an immense talent, but it was time, the effort, the drama, and who thought he was going to ball out this year alongside an actual number one in DK?
Well, I thought he might, only because he has one last chance to get the money he wants. And even as immature as he's been, and I guess you can't change what somebody is all about, and he's been that way for 3 years here, I get it. But I really thought that, I remember Bud Dupree went through, and not that he was anywhere near what we're talking about with George Pickens, but Bud Dupree did not have the most amazing start to his career. But in the contract year, he had his best season, because I think he saw that this was the opportunity to get the money that he wanted to make, and he made it as a result. So I was thinking that this guy may just wake up and say, it's 1 year, let's go and do this, and then the Steelers can move on from him, but benefit by the fact that they'd have a one and a two opposite each other, which makes it much more difficult for defenses to figure out, and it makes others around them better. That's what I thought.
That's
Well, that's logical thinking. He doesn't think logically, I guess.
That's a very, very valid point. But personally, I'm tired of gambling on Pickens. I pull for him so hard year after year. He just never gets it together. And I understand why the stores are open. Anyway, that's not the
main
point.
How about if he does, James? How about if he goes to Dallas and has a really good year because they double CeeDee Lamb and all of a sudden he has 85 catches and 10 touchdowns?
Congratulations. He didn't want to be a Steeler, I guess. I don't care. He's not a Steeler anymore.
I got you.
But Pat, I was looking at the future a little bit. Okay, let's say, God forbid, Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Okay, his money will come off the books next year. Does Cam have 2 years remaining on his contract? Do you know?
I think it's this year. I got to double check that, but I think it was, yeah, this okay. year.
Well, here's what I'm kind of looking at. It's kind of running around my empty head. Let's say Aaron plays this year and he's off the books. Let's say Cam is gone next year. He's off the books. Let's say we have a bad year, unfortunately, and don't win the Super Bowl, which I want us to do, but let's just say we don't. Wouldn't next year be the perfect time to move on from KJ Watt? I love him. He's my favorite player, has been for a long, long, long time. But if Aaron goes off the books, Cam goes off the books, wouldn't it be the perfect time to move TJ, get the quarterback with all the draft picks we have the money, even more assets, and make the big push for a brand new team?
You know, that's certainly something that's come up. James, thank you for the call in North Carolina that they would do it now. But he has 1 year left on a contract. I mean, they could choose not to do anything this year with 1 year left and see what he does. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they will sign him. I think it'll be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.